Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Hungry for Healing podcast. My name is Emily, your host and newfound cheerleader when it comes to you healing your relationship to food once and for all. I know a thing or two about diet culture, insecurities around body weight, body image, disorderly eating, and overall just having a very poor relationship between yourself, your body, and your plate. I personally recovered from a 10-year eating disorder and started this podcast as a platform to share my own personal experience as well as the experience and science of others around their take on this food battle the world seems to be under. I hope you stick around if you're hungry to heal because you have an entire life to gain and a food struggle to lose as we venture on this journey together. Now let's get started. My love. So I thought about writing a script for this. I already recorded this once and I just can't because I think that we all just need a good rant. We need just a good moment to get whatever's on our chest off. And I really wanted to share kind of how I've been feeling lately and what I've really learned from sort of feeling like shit these last couple weeks. And if you're someone who right now has just been kind of in this loop, it seems, of like feeling negative and then trying to feel positive, and then feeling negative, and then trying to feel positive, this episode is for you. So I was the exact same way, and that's what I want to like kind of start this episode out with, is I'm not making this to necessarily be like, look at me, and this is how I overcame it, and you can too. Like, I think I tend to be very positive and like optimistic online, and I am that way in person, but I also want to be very realistic and honest and saying like, it's not always like that. Like for no one. No one is always happy and no one is always excited and like doing a whole bunch of self-development and like, you know, journaling every 5 minutes and having these like crazy breakthroughs, because to be totally honest, I had sort of put such pressure on myself to do just that. Like I had put so much pressure on myself to look like the people I saw online, especially during quarantine, that I completely crashed. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. These last 2 weeks, I've been very distant from social media and I've been very distant from kind of really doing anything, if I'm being honest. And at first it really scared me, because at first I thought, I've always been such an extrovert. Like I've always been such a hyperactive, like really happy, excitable person. I love creating content for you guys. I adore like coming up with new, you know, ways or topics to talk about. I love the creative side of it, but also the sort of like interactive side of talking to you guys online. I love just being a social person in general and being busy as well. Like I've always been like that. And then these last 2 weeks came and your girl didn't want to do a dang thing. Like she didn't want to do a dang thing. Like I would wake up late. I would sleep through both my alarms. I would wake up, and I work a regular 9-to-5 as well. So I've been working from home this whole time. And that was the only thing that I could get myself to do every day, was like do my actual job. I didn't want to read a single book. I didn't want to journal about anything. I didn't want to listen to any motivational podcast. I didn't want to see people online talk about how this is the time to like really upgrade yourself, and this is the time to really invest in yourself. And like, I think I felt so guilty for just wanting to like play Animal Crossing. Like, and I'm being so vulnerable and honest when I say that I felt miserable about myself every time I opened my phone, because every single time I got on any sort of social media platform, all I saw were just tons and tons of people showcasing how they're overcoming amazing like feats in their life. They're journaling all the time. They just finished like their 11th book this year. They are taking an online course. They've been doing yoga every single day. They've worked out. Like, and being totally honest and totally selfish, I was so angry. Like, I was so envious because I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go for a walk. I didn't want to, like, color. Like, I truly and honestly just wanted to sit on my couch, play Animal Crossing, watch YouTube, and, like, do my job. And that was it. Like, I didn't want to upgrade myself and invest in myself and, you know, change my mindset and I think it all came down and really crashed on me when I was watching a video by Gary Vee. And I adore Gary Vee. Like, I really like him. He's a motivational speaker and like a business entrepreneur owner. And he made this amazing video. And I think I just watched it at the wrong time because I was already sort of in this headspace of feeling burnout. And I watched this video and he was talking about how this is our time. Like, quarantine is our time. It's our time to start a new business, to write a book, to make a movement, to reinvent ourselves, to expand our knowledge, to take an online class, to buy that workbook, or to go to that virtual seminar. Like, if you're not, you know, using this time to better yourself or better your wallet or your future, then you're wasting it. And I started to bawl my eyes out. Like, I was sitting in bed and I started to just cry because I felt that. Like, I felt like I was wasting my time. I felt like I wasn't growing or achieving or, you know, expanding, whatever that means, myself or my work or my even Instagram page. Like, I put so much pressure on myself. And every single day, I would wake up and go, okay, today I'm going to post 2 posts. I'm going to make a YouTube video. I'm going to record a podcast. I'm going to do yoga, journal, read a book, study Spanish. Like, I would load up my calendar with all of these things that all of these people online were telling me were good for me. And then in my heart of heart, I knew all that I wanted to do was drink coffee, eat pretzels, and play Animal Crossing. Like, that was it. But each time I would turn on my Switch, like, as silly as this sounds, I would just feel like such trash. Like, I would feel like such a failure. And I really want to relate this to eating disorder recovery because there is such a problem with this like hustle mentality and this like self-development prophecy and this growth and change constant mindset. And your girl fell deep into it. It got me to the place where I was questioning everything. Like, if I wanted to go for a walk, I was like, well, how can I listen to a podcast at the same time and like maybe journal like while sitting outside and like maybe I'll go and like donate a blanket while like I was trying to give purpose to so many things in my day that it ended up that every single day had no real purpose at all because I would just crash and like end up crying. My point in this, and then to kind of relate it into recovery, which I'll get into, is had I just honored myself and been like, today, I just want to stay in pajamas and play Animal Crossing, my bout of sort of depression wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks. Because every day I fought it. Every day I was like, everyone else is grinding and everyone else is using this time to grow their future. I didn't even know what that meant. Like, everyone is using this time to heal past trauma and like do shadow work. And everyone is using this time to be so spiritual and to connect with other people and to read all these books or whatever it was. Like, whatever you're telling yourself that you should do, there are so many people out there doing it, sure, but there's also so many people out there that don't want to. And not one person is better than the other. No one is more productive. No one is more ahead. No one hustles harder at Gary Vee. Like, I think this mentality of like, if you're not doing all the things all the time, then you're behind. And if you're behind, that means you're never going to catch up. And if you're not following this morning routine or that night routine or this midday routine or this workout routine, then like nothing you do has any sort of value. We need to stop telling people how they should value their time, how they should handle their recovery. And this is what I want to get into. How they should take care of themselves. Because the self-development pressure that I was putting on myself was doing me way more damage than just waking up and like having breakfast and watching a funny video. Because as I was eating breakfast and watching a funny video, I kept telling myself I should have gone on a morning walk. I should have stretched. I should have like lit some sage. I should have read my tarot cards. Like, I should have like done a prophecy this morning. And I felt so guilty for just like living my life when I didn't want to do those things. Like, if you haven't noticed in this whole episode, I wasn't saying that I wanted to do yoga. I kept going, I should, I should, I should, I should, I should. But I didn't want to. And this is what I really want to talk to you guys about with recovery. You may not like journaling, and yet every single person on the whole globe is saying, journaling is great, journaling has helped me, journaling has changed my life, buy this journal, do it this way. Like, I do it every single morning. It's a non-negotiable for me. I hate the word non-negotiables. I like absolutely despise it. The only non-negotiable you should have is to take care of yourself in the present the way that you need to. That's it. Because otherwise, all of these forms of like self-development and change and self-growth end up becoming a job. And that's what happened to me. As I woke up one day and I went, I don't want to do my morning routine today. And then I could not stop beating myself up about it. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Why are you not feeling inspired? Why are you not feeling energetic? Why are you not writing a book right now or doing this podcast right now? And why aren't you learning about this or all this stuff? And I just didn't want to. And then the more that I was in that cycle of like, I should, I don't want to, I should, I don't want to, I should, I don't want to, it kept me in that sort of anxiety state for so long. As you're going through recovery, however you're healing your relationship to food, I need you to understand that there is no right way to do it. That's the hardest part. The hardest question I get from girls online or when I'm coaching them one-on-one is, how am I supposed to do this? Because my response is, I don't know. That's what we're here to figure out. I can't tell you how you're supposed to recover. Because if I say, oh, well, you just do this, do this, do this, do this, and then one of those things just doesn't resonate with you, it's not going to do you any good. It's going to do you more harm. And creating these non-negotiables, like I cannot stand that non-negotiable. Creating those then just sets you up for feeling like a failure on like the one day you just want to sleep in, right? You know, there's time and places for non-negotiables. I understand why it's a word like online, but I think when you're trying to heal, nothing is non-negotiable except that bottom line of honoring myself with what I need when I need it. There you go. That's your non-negotiable. And if that means that today you didn't eat a single vegetable, even though every single person on social media is talking about how like now's the time we need to take care of our health, as if health is only physical, saying like you need to be eating fruits and vegetables, and like drinking water and like getting outside and working out every day. What about like feeling happy? And who dictates what makes someone happy? Like, I'm gonna kind of apologize because this is something that like I grew up really putting people down for, and this like sounds silly, but I really do want to own this because we all grow and we all learn. And when I was growing up, like when I was in high school and college, I used to always pick on people who would like play video games. Like, I thought it was such a waste of time. Not pick on them like to their face, like be like, oh, you're so stupid, like da da da, whatever. Like, I never did that. But I definitely had this sort of like, you know, belief system of like, if you play video games, that is such a waste of time and you're so lazy, and like, I don't know why you would do that. Maybe it's because they like it. Maybe it's because they find it relaxing or they connect with their friends. And I'm going to use my boyfriend as a great example. Like, recently we lived together and he has started to kind of get back into video games because he plays with his friends. So it's like super fun for him to be able to be on the headset, like joking around with them and like playing, you know, a game or two, or for a while, right? Like for hours. And he'll always come to me and be like, I'm so sorry that I was playing. And I catch myself going, why are you sorry? Like, I can see how much you like it. So it's this weird, like, hypocritical circle of, like, now I'm telling him, like, not to feel bad about it when I always have this stigma of, like, you should feel bad about it. And I think deep down I was jealous. Like, I was jealous that the people that I would see that would, like, play video games all day on Sunday could do that. Like, they could allow themselves to honor what they enjoy and honor what they are feeling like doing. Because for me, my whole life looked like today I'd really like to just like relax and bake cookies. And then immediately I would hear a voice in my head go, no, today we're going to work out and organize and clean and work and blah, 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 right? And I just constantly like kind of talked over myself. Like my true soul would like say, I want a burger for dinner. And then my kind of bully voice would be like, we're gonna eat a salad with salmon because like that's what productive people do. And I'm like laughing because I think we all do it. I think social media makes it such a bigger problem because quarantine is not the time to pressure yourself to like have a billion things on your plate every single day when the world is really weird. And like you might be dealing with insecurities or loneliness or stress that you've never experienced in your whole life. And so to say, oh, and on top of like the world going to hell, kind of totally being positive, but like, and on top of the world being really weird, I want you to like make an insane regimented schedule every single day to better your mindset. I'm putting quotes around that. Even if you don't like it, and even if it doesn't serve you, and even if you would rather just relax. So I really wanted to talk about this like hustle mentality and correlate it to recovery. Like I see people all the time questioning like, well, I've been in recovery for a month. Like, why do I still struggle with food? Sweetheart, you've been in recovery for a month. Like that's no time at all. If you're like me, I struggled with food for 10 years. For me to go, I've been in recovery for 3 months. Why am I still hungry? Like, my love, you have so much time. You have so much time. It's not a race. For the love of God, can we please stop making life a race or like a challenge or like a competition? Because that is what totally destroyed me. Like, I just burst into tears because I was like, I feel like I'm losing. And then when someone were to ask me, like, losing at what, I couldn't answer. I was like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm behind. Behind what? I don't know. I just feel like I'm a failure and I'm a loser and, like, I am falling behind and wasting time. Wasting time from doing what? The point of life and the point of each of us being here is just to be happy. And so the only way you can, quote, unquote, waste time is if you're pushing and pressuring yourself to do something that doesn't make you happy. Isn't that a waste of time? And I know that there will be people that are like, well, you have to discipline yourself and you have to motivate yourself and sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do. Totally, totally true. But when it comes to recovery, your recovery, when it comes to mental health, your mental health, if it doesn't serve you, I can promise you that pressuring yourself to do it every single day also won't serve you. My example is some of my clients heal by writing more than speaking, right? They're more introspective individuals. So they do more writing exercises. I give them more resources to write, or maybe they write more to me, right? Some people, like me, are talkers. I'm a talker. I like to talk. I don't want to write. I don't want to type really. If like I have a problem, I need to talk it out with someone. So for someone to say to me, or for me to take advice such as like, you should journal when you feel sad, that doesn't work for me. And no matter how many times I try to do it, it's not going to work for me. It's not the way that I heal, and it's not the way you have to heal. Your time right now should only be spent on being happy. And on being happy, there's no definition of what should make someone happy. You might love working out every day during quarantine. That's awesome. I personally am kind of that way. I like to move my body at least one day in some way. I genuinely enjoy it. Some people don't. And please stop calling it like discipline yourself. This is the time to improve upon yourself. There is so much more to improve on than just how you physically look. And maybe this time is for you to improve on how you take care of yourself, on how your self-care looks. So maybe you're taking this time to do more face masks and to watch more movies and to eat more popcorn. That's my point. Is had I not listened and taken in all of this expectation from people who don't know me, and had I not put so much pressure on myself to portray a certain way of spending quarantine, I probably wouldn't have crashed. I probably would have played Animal Crossing for a day and then just like moved on. So I just really wanted to share sort of this rant with you guys because I know that I can't be the only one that feels this way. Do what makes you happy. And being productive doesn't mean you'll be happy. Doing self-development doesn't mean it'll necessarily make you happy. You know, doing life-changing activities or workbooks or listening to podcasts or motivational whatever doesn't always make me happy. There's a time and a place for it. But don't pressure yourself to do things or be things because people tell you that it should make you happy. I hate meditating. I've said this example like a billion times on my podcast and my blog. I hate meditating. I don't like it. It doesn't serve me. I have tried. I promise you, I've sat for 30 minutes in silence. I hate it. I get nothing out of it. And so why would I beat myself up? I'm like, well, productive people meditate. Yogis meditate. People in 2020, everyone says meditation is like the key to existence. I hate it. I get more out of eating a brownie than I do meditating. Stand up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Spend this time however you want to spend it and stop judging what your soul comes up with. I'm going to leave you with this challenge that I'm going to do with you because I'm still working through this. Every day, I have tried more and more to ask myself every single hour, what do you need, Em? What do you want to do? What do you choose to do next? And seeing what comes up. It'll shock you how balance of life means sometimes I want to sit and watch YouTube. Sometimes I want to go for a run. Sometimes I want to call a friend. Sometimes I want to sit and cry. And all of that is productive. All of that is worthy. All of that is necessary. And all of that is allowed and valid during quarantine and after. So please, please, please remember, happiness. And the only way that you should be spending your time is doing what you desire to be doing, how you desire to be doing it, and when, all for your true betterment, which is not weight loss, which is not being overly productive and stressed, which is not feeling like you have to make $1 million in a month. Betterment is pure happiness. I love you all so much, and I really hope that this podcast episode helped you. Please comment towards me, send me DMs, emails, like and rate this channel, and I will talk to you guys really soon as we both spend a little bit more time being happy.